Hello and welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. I hope you had fantastic Christmas holidays and Happy New Year to all of you, even though it's fifth or fourth, depending where you are in the world. Good evening, good morning, depending on where you are. And I'm so glad to be here again. I'm sorry for last week. I was not here on this radio because I was in Italy spending Christmas with my family. And things went, you know, they kept me busy for quite a while. And also in Italy, it was 6 o'clock in the morning when I had to give the radio show. And I was so happy to see my nephews, and my family in general. So basically, things just got me busy. And I'm so sorry, but I'm here, and I'm not going to leave. I'm going to stay here. So today's topic is astrology of the soul and chakras. That means astrological symbols in Kriya Yoga and the path to enlightenment. How you can balance your karma. Once your karma is totally balanced, well, that means that your soul also get in balance, and then your spirit, the spirit which is within you, and that spirit is the connection that you have with God, that God within you, then comes forward. So this is a fascinating topic. Definitely, at the base of all that I do, and all the practices that I practice, but let me give you the number first, in case if you want to have a session with me, I'll be here, and the numbers are this one. Toll free for USA is 877-876-5227. Let me repeat it. 877-876-5227. Toll free, US. Or US and Canada, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Or you can call the direct line, dialing the international code 001 for US, which is 530-876-3222. Otherwise, you can just enjoy this masterclass, which I'm going to try to shrink a huge topic into this hour. And at the end of this hour, if we have time, I'm going to give you a fantastic technique, transforming technique. Only this technique can transform your life, in transformed mind. I'm going to share this with you. It's an incredibly powerful technique to balance your karma, to balance your chakras, to balance the, let's say, the astrological influences that are present in your chart, to balance them, to balance all the aspects. It's an amazing technique. It will allow you to break the disharmonic cycles in your life and start with a clear mind a new cycle, the cycle that you decide. But first, remember that you can visit my website and open your free account, which will give you access to all free material, which includes articles, audio extracts from my courses and teaching, free online chapters of my books, etc. Okay? And online courses are there. You can also sign up for my newsletter. It's quite easy. And receive information about my activities and the topic of the show in advance, so you know what I'm going to be talking about. Okay, so let's start the topic of today, astrology of the soul. Everyone is a unique individual in this world. Unique. Even though we could go through similar experiences, the universe still works within the same parameters, still the experience we would get out of it is totally individual. It's different for each one of us. This is obviously obvious, let's say. And one of the keys for life, I really think, is the ability to cooperate with the universe in your own unique way, in total respect of universal laws, and very important, in total respect of your individuality. That's why there are so many spiritual paths. And even if there are, I don't know, how many millions Christians, how many millions Buddhists, how many millions Hindus, how many millions atheists, whatever, still everyone inside the circle, inside that group, would be totally different. It will relate to Christ, to Buddha, to science, to the deities of the Hindu, the symbols, Hindu symbols, in a totally different way. This is obvious. In today's show, I would love to talk about the importance of astrology as a tool for understanding and as a tool for true growth, okay? So what is astrology? First of all, for me, astrology is a map for your soul. And we're going to explore this more in depth. I would like to emphasize that the influence of the planets is an inclination. It is not something that binds you and that cannot make you move. Okay? It is a symbolic power that influences your consciousness in a symbolic way. There are symbols, there are forces. Symbols are actually not just ideas, they are actually forces present in the universe that have energy. And therefore, astrology is a language of symbols that relates to your soul, that influences your soul. What are the symbols that are going to influence you, that are going to have an influence on you, that are going to influence your soul, your consciousness as well? If you have been traveling, you might have noticed that you remained, for example, the same everywhere you went. You are an individual. Everywhere you go, in whatever country you go, you remain always the same. Even if you go, but you can also notice this, if you move from your house to the house of your friend, it is always you. But still, the place, you know, has inevitably an influence upon you. Okay? That means that you stay the same, but wherever you go, you are in a different situation, and there are different influences acting upon you. This is quite obvious, okay? Nevertheless, that didn't make you into another person than what you are. Of course, there are moments when we change and grow, and this is okay, but still, it is only that potential within ourselves that comes out. Wherever you go, for example, if you want to be an actor, and you go to Los Angeles, because Los Angeles is the place where actors should go, let's say. Well, that doesn't make you a great actor if you're not already a great actor, if you don't have that within you. Of course, you can work on your acting, you can become who you want at some point, but still, if that potential is not in you at that particular moment, that potential will not come out. Okay? So it's the same way that, you know, a great guitar, a beautiful guitar, doesn't make you a good guitar player. Okay? So, you're going to stay who you are, and of course, the people around you, the environment around you can influence you to a certain point and even inspire you or limit you. So, people have different experiences in different places, and that depending on who they are, where they go, and what happens there. This is obvious. I think everybody would say, yes, that's the way it is. But still there are unique individuals. And through their conscious intention, they have decisional power. And by this, I mean that you are not bound by the influence of the planets that are in the sky at that moment. Symbolically. I mean, definitely India and Italy are totally different countries, and there are different rules. And these two countries influence you in a different way. If you go to India, I've seen many people going to India, going to Rishikesh, going to, you know, in search for spiritual enlightenment, in search for in inner peace. And actually, they found it there. Because the place is conducive to find that kind of experience. Even though it is not said that you're not going to find it anywhere else, but still, that place has something magic. It triggers within you something. And then when you go back to your own country, you go back to your own family, you find that you have with you something that that place has triggered, but that was within you already waiting to come out. Okay? So, all these influences, let's say astrological influences, upon your individual nature. And that what it is, just an influence that cannot be ignored, but that ultimately has no real limiting power over you when you are consciously aware of what is happening. Okay, so there are two things to consider. First of all, when we talk about astrology, obviously. First of all, the planets at the moment of your birth, and then the planets that are at these moments, as they are configured in the sky, let's say the transits, that are triggering the planets that are on your chart, which are the planets at the moment of your birth. Basically, the planets at the moment of your birth, they tell you what is your karma. It tells you how the symbols are activating within your souls. Okay? And the planets that are now in the sky, they're activating that karma within you in certain moment for how long. And astrology tells you when, for how long. Okay? Let's move on. Astrology is not fatalistic. It shows the process we're going through in order to find freedom, total mastery over life. It is about you. In this moment, in this universe, where you are at and what is coming out of your soul, it is the blueprint of your soul here in this lifetime. Okay? Astrology needs to be interpreted mainly through intuition. This is a very important point. You cannot be an astrologer, a very good astrologer, if you don't use your intuition. If you use only intellectual analysis of the planets and their aspects and what is happening and then trying to describe, you can get somewhere, but usually you don't really relate to the person. You don't really understand the big picture. You don't have a clear feeling. You only see little small pieces of a puzzle. You don't understand the purpose of that person in this life, where it's going, where that person is going. Because we're talking of a symbolic language, and that's the symbols that are in your soul, and that can be understood through the language of the soul within you, which talks through symbols itself. And that can be understood through intuition, which is direct perception of knowledge, without the filters of the intellect. Intellectual study of astrology is useful because at some point it will trigger your consciousness and you will find your own doors of understanding opening. Now, we have a lot to go through, and I want to take you through also a sort of a journey today, but let's see if we have enough time. So, first of all, we have to ask ourselves, is astrology outside or is astrology inside? Okay? Is something that is outside ourselves, that has an influence outside ourselves, or it is inside ourselves? Well, for me, astrology is inside. It is not really a matter of what is outside. It's a matter of what is inside. It is inside because it's the blueprint of the universe as you live it, how the universal symbols act within us. It is in your aura. Because astrology and its planets are related directly to your chakric system. And what are chakras? We're going to explain that later. But they are related to energy centers in your own body. Who put those energies in that way? You put it. It is inside you. It is inside your consciousness. It tells you where you are at in consciousness. And what's the use of astrology? To understand where you are at in consciousness so that you can move on. You can break down those limits. For example, if there are certain people who have lots of squares and lots of challenges in this life, let's say, lots of oppositions, planets are against each other, they don't support each other, what happens in that moment when one of those planets gets triggered by the transit, what happens there is that particular kind of karma will come out. Okay? So basically, each planet in your natal chart maps your complexity. Okay? And that is your karma. That what is you created through your actions, through your decisions, through your ideas, through your feelings. And each planet is found in a specific sign of the zodiac. That means that each planet can be in, for example, Jupiter can be in Sagittarius or Pisces or Libra, whatever. And that sign of the zodiac is also related to spiritual centers inside yourself. And the spiritual centers that are inside yourself are called chakras, and each one of these chakras relates to a psychological impulse. So you see, planets, signs, and chakras are all inside you. And what astrology tells you is how these planets and signs that are only symbols, they tell you exactly what kind of energies are moving within your soul system. Astrology, therefore, is not an outside influence. It is an inside influence. Astrology should not be seen as an external influence over your soul, but the opposite, how your soul interacts with the universe, with your own universe, and with the greater universe. The greater universe. So this is basically, it tells you your path towards enlightenment. Where are you at? What is happening? What kind of samskaras are there, in the, to use a Hindu word? What does it mean, samskaras? Samskaras are, in the Hindu tradition, are impressions of that you have in your own mind that teaches you, that pushes you to do certain things, to make certain choices, that pushes you, push your life in a certain direction. These samskaras, these impressions of the mind, are what astrology points out. So basically, when you see your astrological chart, you see all these samskaras, all these tendencies, and each one of these tendencies will come out a certain period of your life in certain areas, okay? When two planets, for example, who put these planets there? You did, and if you believe in past lives, then you did it through a past life. That means that the effort that you did in your past life is here now as a result in this chart, produced this chart. But that also depends on your decision before you were born. For example, if in the last lifetime you had a very busy life, maybe you decide in this life to rest a little bit. So certain parts of your karma will not manifest in this lifetime. And maybe you're going to have an easier life for this time. Still, because it's an easier life, that doesn't mean that you should rest. Maybe it is an easier kind of life. That means also that you can take advantage of the situation because your life is easy in this lifetime. Can take advantage of the situation and get enlightenment. And that depends also on your own contract with the universe, you know, what kind of people you want to meet, what kind of experiences you want to have. You want to relax, you don't want to relax. If you relaxed in your past life, then probably in this lifetime you're going to have a lot of troubles because you say, okay, I had a rest in my past life, and in this life I want to work things out. That's a blessing. See, you have to see things as a whole. So, this astrological chart, when you actually go to an astrologer and ask you, and you ask to have your astrological natal chart, is about this life. And it is not a complete vision about everything that you are. Okay? It doesn't tell everything about you. Still, it tells a great deal. It just doesn't tell you about money, fortune, or who you're going to marry, or whatever, or your character. Astrology is not just a psychological purpose. Not just made for a psychological purpose. Astrology is a language of the soul. So now, let's move on a little bit, and I want to talk about the chakras and the planets. And this is the demonstration that astrology is inside. So we all have in our soul system, we have seven main chakras, as we know, and we have the first chakra, which is based at the coccyx level, the coccyx region, and it's called Muladhara chakra. And then we have another one a few inches above, around the genital area, and that is called Svadhisthana chakra. And these are all centers of consciousness within ourselves. The lower you go, the more material is your consciousness, the higher you go, the more spiritual it is. Then we have, around the belly button, we have the Muladhara chakra, which is related to the fire within you. Then we have the heart center at the level of the heart, which is related to the air. Then we have, at the throat, we have another chakra called Vishuddha chakra, and that is at the throat level, which is related to the ether element, the something that goes a little bit beyond the normal elements. It is about the etheric level of your soul. Then we have the Ajna chakra, which is also called the spiritual eye, known as the spiritual eye, which is the bond between the eyebrows. And then we have the Sahasrara chakra on the crown of the head. Now, in astrology, according to Kriya Yoga tradition, we only use the first six chakras until the Ajna chakra at the bond between the eyebrows. And we don't use the Sahasrara chakra. But still we work with seven chakras, dividing the Ajna chakra into two, because the Ajna chakra can be divided into its positive pole and into its negative pole. Why don't we use the Sahasrara chakra? Because the Ajna chakra is the chakra of Christ consciousness. And before, to get to the Sahasrara chakra, you have to totally awaken the Ajna chakra, and then a path will open from the Ajna chakra to the Sahasrara chakra, which is the chakra of the connection with God. But now, what I want to say, I just went pretty quickly to this chakra because I want to talk about the relationship between chakras and the planets. So the first chakra, which is at the coccyx, is related to the chakra, to the planet Saturn in your astrological chart. Okay? The Saturn chakra is a chakra that psychologically is expresses a practical character, patient, somebody who's responsible, who's self-disciplined, who knows where to get things. But also, it is about loyalty, being faithful when it's balanced. When it's not balanced, and that depends on your astrological chart, you will see if the planet Saturn has an easy way or a difficult way. If it has many squares, many oppositions, it is not, you have challenges in that moment, okay? If it is out of balance, then a person can become depressed, can become pessimistic, can be selfish, can be too stubborn, and it cannot move from that position in order to move forward. It just stays there. Also, this is related to the Earth element. So Saturn, the influence of Saturn in your astrological chart and when it's in the sky moving and influencing your own chart, is activating in that moment your Saturn chakra as well. And your consciousness about being loyal, about being self-disciplined, or if you're pessimistic, rigid, depressed, stubborn, it is there. Basically, whenever you feel stubborn, whenever you feel selfish, or whenever you are loyal, or self-disciplined, or patient, or able to keep on working for a long time with patience and maturity, that is that part of your soul that is located at the Saturn chakra, which is at the base of the spine in the coccyx. That chakra there is that state of consciousness that activates within you these qualities. And the second chakra, the one on the around the genital area, is the Jupiter chakra. So whatever Jupiter is related to this chakra there. And psychologically, this chakra is about expresses itself as an optimistic, generous nature. It's a compassionate nature. It appreciates beauty and expansion. It can flow with life more easily. But on the other side, when it's out of balance, and you can find that in your astrological chart as well, then you find yourself becoming wishy-washy, a little bit too extravagant, let's say, or excessive. You know, Jupiter gets out of balance. It gets too much. Okay? And it can be also too little. But, for example, you can become totally unconfident or totally, when it's out of balance, you can just go with the flow a little bit too much until you lose yourself. You don't have anything. You can step, for example, people who have 5,000 kinds of different relationships, they're becoming wishy-washy in relationships, or people cannot understand what they want to do in their lives. They jump from one thing to another without finding really their purpose in it. That is the Jupiter within you that is out of balance and is related to the Svadhisthana chakra, the second chakra around the genital area. That consciousness, that kind of consciousness that activates within you certain tendencies is based there. So when it's out of balance, you can also become overconfident. Okay? So, in other words, the expansiveness of your nature, it's a positive thing when it is supported by the chakra, which is below, which is the Saturn. In other words, once you understand what is your place, what is it that you do once you have balance, financial balance, your work, once you understand how to be loyal to your path, then you have to be flexible with it. You have to flow with life through it. Just like a flag is able to go where the wind tells it, tells the flag to go, but still it is strongly anchored to the pole. Okay? Then we have the third chakra, which is around the navel or just around the area of the belly button, and that chakra is related to the planet Mars. And then if you look at your chart, the planet Mars, you will see how that planet is, how the planet is, either it is if it has an easy way or a very difficult way. So the Mars chakra psychologically instead, when it's positive, expresses strength, boldness, or, you know, a person is courageous, is able to go for it, is able, he has a certain drive inside, a certain power. But if that Mars is out of balance, that person becomes really impatient, becomes harsh, combative, he wants to fight all the time, or angry, or easily that person can be a little bit too sensitive on certain things, over passionate. Okay? So, you know, this chakra is about power, is about passion, is about desire, and especially desire. All your desires are triggered by this chakra around the navel, the Mars chakra within you. So when you go to see on your astrological chart where your Mars is, how it is aspected, if it has easy aspects or difficult ones, then you know that that center of consciousness is stuck or based or generated from the Mars chakra around the belly button. This is very important because when you're going to do practices, you understand what you're going to touch when you do these practices. For example, there are spiritual practices, and which one of these I'm going to give you later, if we have time, I think so. And when you're going to do these practices, you know, when you touch that chakra, you're going to touch certain influences, certain urges, certain psychological urges, certain psychological instincts, certain drives, certain kind of power of the soul within you. Okay, but let's move on now. Let's go to the Venus chakra, which is the chakra at the heart level. There, Venus is based. Okay? The planet Venus within your chart is at your heart level. And psychologically, what this chakra is about being gentle, also being artistic, being affectionate, being loving. It's about compassion. And it relates also, this chakra relates also a little bit with the Jupiter chakra. If the aspect is well, great compassion comes about. If Jupiter and Venus are, for example, have a trine, there's very good compassion. There's a great expansion of love in your life, okay? So, you know, you have to see how these chakras are relating within you. And we're going to talk about aspects a little bit more later, but let's move on. If this Venus chakra is out of balance at the heart level, then you can become self-indulgent, you can become, you know, this vanity, and you're extremely extravagant. You are a little bit too much bound by superficiality as well. You can just see beauty and as sensuality without understanding the meaning behind the beauty. You are a little bit attached to the senses in the way that the sense of touch is really important for you. You need to be touched all the time. If you have a strong Venus, the sense of touch for you is really important. Okay? Now, let's say within your astrological chart, before we move on to the next chakra, when Venus, which is at the heart level around your body, touch your heart, that's where Venus is about. Of course, it's not a physical thing, but it's chakras are energetical points. Some clairvoyants are able actually to see how a chakra looks like. And if that chakra within yourself is through the astrological chart, you can see that is as an opposition or as square, let's say, to Mars or Jupiter, that means that those two chakras within you, for example, let's say that Venus is well aspected, because we talked about this with Jupiter. That means that Venus and Jupiter in that moment are interacting very well within yourself. You have done work in your past life, so that the expansion, the sense of expansion within you, and compassion and being generous and optimistic of Jupiter, which is around your genital area, you know, relates very well with the Venus chakra around your heart center. In that moment, there's a good, the energy flows freely from these two chakras in certain pathways, in certain channels. If there's something wrong, let's say, there's nothing really wrong, but if something is not working extremely well, then maybe there is a square or an opposition, and the key to sort out those problems is within yourself. You have to do certain practices to balance these chakras so that the energies can flow easily. And it is more simple than it is actually people can think about. But anyway, can think of. Let's move on to the next chakra, which is the Mercury chakra around the throat center. This chakra is where Mercury is situated, in the throat center. It's about communication. As the throat can tell you, you know, just think about the throat. What is that about? It's about communication. And when positive, one can be perceptive also, can communicate, it can understand the truth behind the communication one is talking about. It, you know, you can articulate things, you can understand the details upon things, you can also be... you can accommodate, you can be diplomatic. When it's out of balance, then you can become nervous, restless. You don't have that kind of will to communicate. You want to cut out the communication. Okay? Then you become indecisive as well. You cannot take a decision. You cannot see behind what's being talked about. You cannot... Also, the ability to see opportunities comes from the Mercury chakra as well. Your ability to see what's there. It's about how you process information from life. Also, how you process information from a book. And that is your Mercury. So have a look at your astrological chart, if it's possible, if you have one, and see where your Mercury is about, where your Mercury is, how it is aspected, with which planet, and know these are just qualities within yourself that are acting or interacting not so well. And then we have the Ajna chakra, the point between the eyebrows. And this chakra has two polarities, let's say. They all have two polarities, but this one has two planets in it, the sun and the moon. The positive side, the positive polarity of this chakra is the sun, which is at the point between the eyebrows, and the moon, the negative polarity, is at the medulla oblongata, the junction between the neck and the skull. And this is a very important chakra because what we have to do in astrology is to understand what our soul wants us to do in order to achieve freedom, okay? So the moon represents our ego consciousness, and the sun represents your spirit. So what we have to do, actually, is to unite these two polarities, to offer the moon, your ego, let's say, into the sun, which is your spirit. What is the ego? The ego is the part of your soul which is still identified with the body or your own limitations. Also, for me, the ego is the part of you that does not allow you to see the spirit, or to see a spiritual reality, or to that it's in the way between you and freedom, you and balance. So now let's talk a little bit about these two chakras. These are really important. The sun and the moon in your astrological chart are important. If the moon is well aspected, that means that you're going to have probably a little easier way to offer your moon into the sun, especially if the sun and the moon are very well aspected together. As you see, astrology is fun and quite easy, I think. If the moon has problems, that means that you're going to have a little bit of an emotional and mind storm before you can move into the sun. But those emotional mind storms, you know, it's not a condemnation. Those storms are there if you don't do anything to make them quiet. If you do something to quiet those storms, I mean, you don't have to work necessarily with the mind. You have to stop the mind in order to make the sun, which is the spirit within you, obvious and alive. And you see, the five lower chakras, they relate to the movement that you have either towards a positive or a negative side of yourself. That means they can be balanced and then they express in a positive way, or they can be unbalanced, they express in a negative way. But the moon and the sun chakra relate how you offer all these qualities up to the spirit, how you balance all these qualities up to the spirit. So this is why it is really important to understand this way of astrology. This is why the original purpose of astrology was actually to understand how the universe relates to you at the chakric level, and from there balance those imbalances and find freedom. So this is why astrology is really important. So as you have noticed, this is what I want to say. There are only seven planets. There is Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, Mercury, Sun, and Moon in this way of seeing astrology, which is also, you know, in the Hindu tradition, this is the Vedic tradition, there are seven planets. Other planets like Neptune and Pluto are like higher octaves of other planets. Neptune is a higher octave of Jupiter. Pluto is a higher octave of Mars. But the drive that you're going to have is the main planet, let's say. Let's say, for example, Scorpio, which is related to the Mars chakra, which is governed by Mars, is also governed by Pluto, as Pluto is being discovered, because there are different aspects, different nuances, let's say. So now, I don't want to talk now too much about this thing. Let's just accept that there are seven planets for now, main seven planets, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, Mercury, and the Sun and the Moon. And let's talk about the 12 zodiac signs as well. These 12 zodiac signs relate to the six main chakras in a way that each sign is related to a chakra. And because there are 12 signs, there are two signs for each chakra. So, for example, in the Saturn chakra, we both have Capricorn and Aquarius. Even though Aquarius in today's world is related to Uranus, here is governed by Uranus, here is still governed by Saturn. Then we have in the Jupiter chakra, we have, around the genitals, we have Sagittarius and Pisces. Then we have, around for the Mars chakra, we have Scorpio and Aries. When around the Venus chakra, which is the heart center, we have Libra and Taurus. At the Mercury chakra, on the throat center, we have Virgo and Gemini. And then we have the Sun and the Moon at the Ajna chakra, the chakra that has two polarities that are so strong that they also behave as almost as two different chakras. We have Leo for the Sun and Moon. At the Moon center, we have Cancer. This is important to know because it tells us how we're going to sort out a problem in our life through astrology. Okay? For example, if you have Saturn in Leo, that means that Saturn, the problems around your Saturn chakra, and you can see that in your astrological chart, can be sorted out in Leo, which is at the Sun center, which is at the Ajna chakra. That means if you have Saturn in Leo, all the problems related to Saturn must be sorted out, will manifest into the qualities of the Ajna center, of the Sun center at the point between the eyebrows. If you have, for example, Venus in Scorpio, that means that each issue about love, being affectionate, whatever, will manifest and will need to be sorted out around the Mars center. So, for example, sometimes you might find yourself intolerant or you find yourself some kind of impulses towards hatred. And that's the point where you have to sort out your problems with Venus. And this is really important because you will know how that thing will manifest. If you have Jupiter in Taurus, let's say, or Jupiter in another sign, whatever sign, let's say Jupiter in Taurus, that means that if you have any bad aspect with Jupiter in your astrological chart, that will manifest around Venus center, around your heart. So you will know that because the qualities of your heart center are being affectionate, compassionate, gentle, or artistic, that means if you have a bad aspect, that means that you will find excessive extravagance. You will be too gentle, maybe too away, depending on the aspect. You will find yourself to be too gentle in a way that is a little bit submissive, or it could be that you want to be gentle in order to get something, but you have to understand that it's there at the heart center, okay? So, what I want to do now is to teach you a very quick technique to balance all these chakras, to balance all the influences of the planets within you, no matter what you see in the chart. I mean, you have to understand what your chart is about because you know what's happening within you. But first of all, I'm going to teach you now a technique that will balance all the chakras and the influences of the planet. Whatever you feel something disharmonic within yourself, you can break this cycle. And there's so much more to talk about, obviously, in this topic because it's a huge topic. But let's focus on this technique for now. And we have always many other episodes in front of us, so we're going to explore this subject more and more. this is just take it as a first class that will tell you a little bit about the correspondences between the planets and the chakras. Okay, so sit with your spine straight, your muscles relax, your chin parallel to the floor, and it is really important before you start any practice to do some breathing. So the best way to start, for me, is to make some rhythmic breathing or to do a pranayama, if you know a pranayama. That means those breathing exercises taught in yoga. But for now, we're going to do a very quick kind of breath, just for 3 times, even though you can do it 7 times. 7 times is a good number. So let's breathe out totally. And then breathe in for a count of 4. 4 and hold, 2, 3, 4 and out. 1, 2, 3, 4 and hold, 2, 3, 4 and in, 2, 3, 4 and hold, 2, 3, 4 and out, 2, 3, 4 and hold, 2, 3, 4 and in, 2, 3, 4 and hold, 2, 3, 4 and out, 2, 3, 4 and hold, 2, 3, 4, and now take a deep breath and breathe out. This breath works even better if you do it with a count of 7. Inhale for 7, hold for 7, out for 7, hold for 7, and do that 7 times. Now I want you to focus around the area of the coccyx center and just become sensitive. You have to recognize the presence of the chakra there. Around the coccyx center, focus there with your eyes closed and say to yourself, this is where the Saturn chakra exists. Then move up around the genital area, a few inches up from the Saturn chakra, and then say to yourself mentally, affirm, this is where the Jupiter chakra exists. Then move up around the belly button area, navel area, and try to feel the presence of the Mars chakra there and say to yourself mentally, this is where the Mars chakra exists. Then breathe in and move up around the heart center, the heart area. Try to feel the presence of Venus there. And say to yourself, this is where the Venus chakra exists. Then move up into your throat area and try to feel the presence of Mercury there. And say to yourself, this is where the Mercury chakra exists. Breathe in up. And move your attention at the medulla oblongata, at the junction between the neck and the skull. Try to feel the presence of the moon there and say, this is where the moon chakra exists. Then move your attention at the point between the eyebrows and the forehead. Try to feel the presence of the sun there. Maybe you want to look gently up. As if you're looking up at a distance on the top of a mountain. But don't make an extreme effort to do that. And try to feel the presence of the sun there as you say, this is where the sun chakra exists. Then you can go back down, move to the medulla, and say, this is where the moon chakra exists. Move your attention back to your throat and say again, this is where the Mercury chakra exists. Move your attention back to the Venus center, the heart center, and say, this is where the Venus chakra exists. And move down to the navel center, the Mars chakra around the belly button, and say mentally, this is where the Mars chakra exists. And then move a little bit more down around the genital area, and say, this is where the Jupiter chakra exists. Then move down to the coccyx at the base of the spine and say mentally, this is where Saturn chakra exists. Now, you have to repeat this process as many times as you want, and repeat this from 3 to 7 times, and you can listen back to, you can listen to this show so you can feel the guidance again, and then repeat the exercise and the practice on your own, and then stay in silence for a moment. Once you are aware of these chakras within you, then you can start practicing a technique. You can just practice the awareness of these planets' chakras for some time before you practice this technique. This technique is the following. It's really important. This technique will allow you to balance the disharmonic cycles in your life. Whatever you are going through a cycle, through this technique, you can break that cycle and start a new one. So, this is the technique. You have to stay with your spine straight and your muscles relaxed. And this technique will focus on each chakra, but at the same time, you will have to move the neck, your head either down or straight, or you have to tilt it back sometimes, and the gaze of your eyes. Okay? So the first part of this technique is to stay with your spine straight, to drop your head gently forward, and bring your chin to the chest as much as possible without making a great effort, and keep your eyes open, looking down, okay? As you do this, you breathe in. You breathe in, and you, as you breathe in, you imagine that your breath passes through the chakras, starting from the Saturn chakra at the base of the spine, going up to the Sun chakra at the point between the eyebrows. So you feel the energy as you breathe in, passing through the Saturn chakra, coccyx, Jupiter, genital, Mars, navel, Venus, heart, Mercury, throat, and Sun. Sun, jump the moon for now. Jump the moon directly, go to the Sun, and then stay there. So I'm going to guide you through that. So with your chin down, eyes open, you breathe in and say mentally, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, Mercury. And when you get to the Sun, you bring your chin parallel to the floor and you look up. And then you hold your breath at the Sun center. You hold your breath there and say 3 times, Sun, Sun, Sun. Then you tilt your head back and you breathe out with your mouth closed. Tilt your head back, you breathe out, and you keep your eyes half closed, and you breathe out starting from the moon. And you say, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. And then you bring your head gently forward with your chin on the chest as much as you can, and you breathe in again and you repeat it. Breathe in, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, Mercury, and you hold your breath looking up, chin parallel to the floor, Sun, 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 tilt your head back, half opened eyes, and breathe out, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. And you repeat this process for 3 times, 7 times, or 12 times, or 21 times, or 24 times. Okay, multiples of 7 or of 12, or 3. Okay, start with 3, then just do multiples of 7 or of 12. When you finish this practice, you breathe in deeply, you stay with your spine straight, your muscles relaxed, looking up at the point between the eyebrows, chin parallel to the floor, and breathe out. And you stay silent, focusing at the point between the eyebrows, at the Sun center, and feel the balance that is within you. At that moment, when you feel that balance, you have stopped the cycles you are going through in that moment. And if you have awareness of your chart, of the kind of aspect that you want to balance, just say these 2 planets That aspect is going to balance since now on. And visualize a new way of life that expresses that kind of balance that you want to achieve. We're going to do this a little bit more deeper in the next episodes. We're going to go through these techniques again. We're going to work on certain different aspects possible that I will take as examples so that we can understand more of this process better. But come back to this episode, download it, and listen to it. Understand the main principles, understand the main techniques. These are mystical techniques that can transform your life. It's really important to understand that we're acting through this on the symbols that are within our souls as they can be seen on the astrological chart. So this is the highest purpose of astrology. For me, it is the true purpose of astrology, to balance totally our lives, our souls, and create something new. So once you feel this balance, that is the moment to create a new reality. And if you know which chakra you want to use to create the new reality, then you can use that chakra. For example, if you want to be more energetic in a positive way, then focus on your Mars center, which is at the navel, which is at the behind the belly bottom, around belly bottom area, and then offer all that energy, bring it up with breathing in. Once you visualize it there, bring it up through your heart and to the point between the eyebrows, the sun center. We are using our centers of consciousness in order to create a reality. We are creating a reality at any moment in our lives, and our reality reflects the aspects, reflects the energy interactions between the chakras and within ourselves all the time. So it is a very good and important practice to go within, to balance these chakras as and these planets, the influence of the planets, which is within ourselves, and from that, use that power to create something new. Astrology is not limiting. It is a tool that allows you to have mastery over your life. It is a great, great tool to understand where you need to work, what you need to work at. Where are you at? What's happening now? Why in this period that kind of chakra is manifesting the qualities that are within yourself in that moment. Okay? And from there, break that cycle, break that influence, become a powerful master again of your reality. Visit my website, www.joycelestial.com. You can book a session with me if you're interested. You can book a session for just a life-shifting session or an astrology for life mastery session where we're actually going to do this work together and more. Or you can have a look at my courses, you can have a look at my products, you can sign up for your free account and have a lot of stuff, and this stuff will expand immensely. Please come. Write me an email. I'll be happy to reply to you. And thank you for listening to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy, and I will talk to you again next week, Sunday, 9 p.m. on BBS Radio, Station 1. For Thailand, it will be at midday on Monday, and for Italy, it will be at 6 o'clock in the morning. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next week. Goodbye.